Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Will Brandon Ayuk be on the 49ers after the NFL draft? And what are the Chiefs going to do at wide receiver? I've got a spicy and untraditional thought with a lot of people thinking that they're going to go wide receiver in the first round here. I'm Chad Parsons, UTHDynasty.com. Let's get started with our previews of the 49ers, Chiefs, and Panthers. Finishing up round one and starting the teams that don't even have a first round selection. TBD if the Falcons still have their first round selection as well in the 2024 NFL draft by the time we get there later this week. Starting with the 49ers, and an underrated part going through the skill positions here is just how strong of an offense this is. Looking at the 2024 macro team passing game projections here, 49ers are the number three overall offense when projecting for wide receiver one, wide receiver two, and tight end one, and their probabilities for impact seasons within those positional groups. Looking at a quality quarterback, as well as, again, coming off strong wide receiver one, two, and tight end seasons. Wide receiver one ranks sixth in the NFL within that prism and position. Wide receiver two comes in at number three in the NFL. So good news for Brandon Ayuk if he's there. Good news for Deebo Samuel independent of that. And then maybe even good news for a wide receiver notably yet to be on that roster. And George Kittle continues to be underrated. Tight end five when you look at this positional group and what that could mean in terms of top six upside for fantasy. One of the underrated parts, again, Brandon Ayuk is going to be a major talking component of is he dealt and possibly for a first round pick, maybe a first round pick plus with a contract and just his salary zooming up in terms of notoriety. He's viewed as one of the best route runners and one of the best overall wide receivers in the entire NFL and firmly in his prime. However, let's start at quarterback. Brock Purdy, it's going to be a critical offseason in 2025. And instead of Sam Darnold, instead of Trey Lance in previous iterations as the QB2 here, they have Joshua Dobbs and Brandon Allen. So Joshua Dobbs is that, when's it going to the clock going to strike midnight on Cinderella? And we've seen that at multiple stops now. So the concern is, are they going to get tethered in and quality within the system, within the structure play? Because that's one of the things that Trey Lance, just the processor, trying to extend and frankly, trying to be a playmaker as opposed to run the offense. That's what they love about Brock Purdy, timing and rhythm of the offense, as Greg Cosell says. And Joshua Dobbs is not that. So I wonder how stable of a QB2 spot that is. And Brandon Allen, we've seen enough from him to know that he is a placeholder and he's as a QB3. And frankly, one of the lower QB2s if he ever is in that position across NFL depth charts. So I would say quarterback two is something we need to monitor here. I think it's a possibility on day two. I think someone like Spencer Rattler is one of the only guys that we project as highly confident that they're going to go day two. And again, day three on someone that could be a projection player as well. So this is going to be an underrated spot because how aggressively they go, if it is Spencer Rattler or more aggressive at the position, this could be a sign that maybe we get somewhere that Brock Purdy, if he doesn't play all that well this year, again, I think that's unlikely because of the quality system, but it could be a negotiation tactic in terms of his contract in which he is eligible to negotiate for next season. So for Brock Purdy, this is going to be a critical one to see how much allegiance they have with him based on how aggressive they are with that quarterback two spot. And I wouldn't even rule it out at 31 and they're late in the first round overall if they were going for a Bo Nix, if they were going for a Michael Penix, if that's their flavor and they have a first round grade. I wouldn't even put that past them. Because typically we've seen plenty of times they draft round one players that end up, whether it's an injury recovery or end up being a non-factor year one, because they are projecting into the future with such an aggressive mindset of player development and for the future backstopping at some of these positions. So again, how aggressive they are at quarterback two will tell us how they feel either A, about Brock Purdy or about that other quarterback they end up bringing in. The running back position, don't think there's a lot to do here. They've got really good equity, positive EV out of Elijah Mitchell and Jordan Mason as quality number two and three spots. They've mentioned a number of times how much they like Jordan Mason, the player, and yet he is behind Elijah Mitchell. So as much as they like him, it's more of a, if Mitchell were out, hey, we love Mason, but he's behind Mitchell in that pecking order. So this is one where I think it's pretty unlikely that they splash at wide receiver, at running back. And we have Christian McCaffrey, obviously all world at the position. And check out UTH Dynasty. There's a premium show by request. Christian McCaffrey was one of those key players, as well as TJ Hockenson this week. So we got some player spotlights on players where I go on a deep dive on their market versus the UTH valuations, and I go over a number of trades over the last week or so that outline situations where you might buy them, sell them, or even ones where we're in the middle and you can go either way on those transactions. So Christian McCaffrey, one of those key players in the focus right before the NFL draft as a high-level dynasty player and producer, yet one that we might have some avenues to restructure our dynasty roster. At wide receiver, as I mentioned, this is a fruitful one when you start projecting quality quarterback play and what we could see for wide receiver one and wide receiver two, one of the strongest duos in the league. However, I would outline if Brandon Ayuk is traded, the more I'm thinking of this, and just again, a guy that gets in and out of their breaks, a guy that's going to be open and provide yards after the catch opportunities late in the first round, I think Ladd McConkey is a really good fit here. That I wouldn't say that about every team in the later first round, but I do think it's a perfect fit with the 49ers with Ladd McConkey if they were trading Brandon Ayuk. And again, they might trade him for a pick higher than that amount in the draft and say, our first pick, we're going to go elsewhere. Our second pick in the draft with no Brandon Ayuk is going to be someone like Ladd McConkey and pairing him with Deebo Samuel. This is a good landing spot, especially when you see the fact that they've had three guys plus McCaffrey. They really consolidate so much of the offense to two, three, four guys that this is not considered a bad landing spot when you consider competition for targets. As Kittle is a little older, we see the rotational aspect of, you know, Deebo gets largely ignored for a game or he's out, and then Kittle, same thing, he can blow up for 150 yards or he can go 2 for 30 in the same stretch of games. So again, I think a wide receiver, this would be considered a good landing spot because of the system, because of having a high floor and a high outcome quarterback that can distribute like a point guard that fantasy production. And Juwan Jennings, again, he is fine. They've taken shots on Ronnie Bell, Danny Gray in recent classes. But I think that wide receiver three role at a minimum is open. Now, obviously, with no Brandon Ayuk, they'd be a lot more aggressive at the position. At tight end, Cameron Latu, is one of the more quizzical picks from round three last year. They've also brought in Eric Saubert in recent years, and they have George Kittle up at the top. So again, Latu, pretty surprised by that selection. And so far, he's provided nothing. He's had some injuries. And I think that that's a spot that over the next year or two, they really do need to start thinking about tight end. Kittle is one that he's not quite Gronkowski in terms of maybe projecting a lower career span, but I do think he's going to be one that struggles to play to say 34, 35 years old. And you got to kind of start planning ahead once he hits 30 plus, which he already has. So that's a look at the 49ers. And again, I think, you know, that Brandon Ayuk trade along with T. Higgins, along with maybe A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown might be more next year or in the summer. But again, I think A.J. Brown is someone I wouldn't be surprised who is moved, if he is moved as well. But Brandon Ayuk is going to be that key name. And I would say this, with Brandon Ayuk, you know, that the true alpha moniker, and if he goes somewhere else in a big, bold trade, let's think about the spots that actually have wide receiver one availability or where he would be clearly the number one guy. And I would say, let's just have caution, because I would do a rolling average of the other 31 teams in the NFL. And I think largely this would be one where Brandon Ayuk would be viewed as a situational step down. When you look at the fact that he has been coexisting with Deebo Samuel and George Kittle, we know what that is. We know that he can still be a top 10 option within that prism and offense. And then the other part is just having that backstop of saying, we know that Brock Purdy is going to facilitate and not hinder his fantasy production. So I think those are key aspects to say, be careful what you wish for with Brandon Ayuk moving on in a big splash trade, because it's probably going to be a team that may not have the nuances of how to use Brandon Ayuk. The quarterback might be lacking. They might need Ayuk to lift the quarterback as opposed to the puzzle pieces fitting together well like they do with the 49ers. Kansas City Chiefs, defending champions, last team in the first round before we get to some of these teams without a first-round selection this year in the 2024 NFL Draft. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes, nothing needs to be done there. He continues to be accessible in the dynasty trading market, which just made another deal to acquire Patrick Mahomes in one of my two quarterback formats today as I record this. And I'll tell you, never a better feeling when you look up and in a premium format, you got Mahomes as your QB1 and say, well, I know I have that solved in terms of a historically great production. He's firmly in his prime. I would say Carson Wentz, really interesting QB2 addition by the Chiefs, sneakily so this offseason. Everyone wants to bang on Carson Wentz, but with Blaine Gabbert gone, and he was there as a clipboard holder for quite some time, Carson Wentz, some good arm talent there. And again, this is a system with Andy Reid that can supply some easy throws, some yards after the catch opportunities. And one of the top two or three, when you just say, hey, a quarterback is in this system, can they be at their best? And I think the answer is generally yes. So I'm bullish on Carson Wentz coming back from the ether if he were to see some starting opportunities. And again, no one wants to see Patrick Mahomes out, but if he were, I think Carson Wentz would be very interesting this year. The running back position, this is one where they brought back Clyde Edwards-Helaire recently, and they don't have much else on the depth chart. They lost Jerick McKinnon behind Isaiah Pacheco. And I've said this about three or four times, and it's applicable here in the NFL Draft Preview Show, but I would not be surprised with Isaiah Pacheco's running style and the fact that he's a bull in a china shop, and that bull has stressed on his shoulders, and he just runs into stuff. He looks like he's running really hard, but frankly, you know, in terms of getting out of the way of defenders, not taking that big shot, he likes to lower his shoulder. There's a lot that can go wrong with that running style. So I feel like that, with his minimal pedigree, that he's getting to the point where we should expect a notable addition to this depth chart. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been a guy that is mix and matched in the running back two or three mold on this team. I don't know if their plan A this offseason was to bring back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, but they did before the draft. That gives them some flexibility to say in the first three, four rounds, if we don't find something we like, we don't have to take it. But I would not be surprised. Now, I wouldn't even be surprised if we see the Chiefs take a running back before a wide receiver there in the second round. Because my other point, and kind of bridging together running back and wide receiver, where right wide receiver, the latest addition is the latest update is Rashee Rice. You know, don't be surprised if we have a multi-game suspension. Now, I still don't think it's going to be very long, 2 to 4 games at most. And still, I would say 1 to 2 games is probably where we're trending. It's very early. But the point is, this is not a career ender. This is not a season ender. And frankly, I don't think it's going to impact the Chiefs' plans in the draft, where they're skewing things and going, well, now we have to take a wide receiver at pick X. I don't think that that's going to be the reality anyway. But they brought in Marquise Brown, and you cross your fingers, can he be healthy? But that's a notable addition when you say what they had in the number 2 and 3, guys like Marquez Valdez-Scanling, guys like Justin Watson a year ago. They still have Justin Watson. They still have hopes for Kadarius Toney. Sky Moore has been a relative bust. Justin Ross can barely find the field at best. But I think, you know, Rashee Rice, if Marquise Brown is healthy to begin the year and Rice is out 2 games, I don't think this is a big needle mover for them. With Kelsey, Noah Gray, and others, they brought in Irv Smith, who can play a few more snaps during that time. at tight end. So again, I think wide receiver, we're pumping up a little too much the idea that, oh, round one, it's going to be a lock. And I'm talking to an audience that generally, you know, is a little more pragmatic with and logical with, you know, getting too much over their skis with a team has to do this or that in the draft. And I actually think one thing I was chewing on is round two, round three, somewhere in that zone. I wonder if someone like Malachi Corley, when you look at what the Chiefs have done, they have reinvented this entire offense. It was big plays with Travis Kelce when he was younger, Tyreek Hill notably on the roster. And this was a team that really was bold and brandish when going down the field. And now they've turned into a yards after catch centric team. They've turned into a dump off team. They've turned into a, let's get, you know, a 2 yard throw that gets 12 yards. Let's design things well. And I think they also brought in a rugby player. And I think all these signs are pointing to just more diversity, more after the catch players that can win and make life easy, because Mahomes has shown he can do all that stuff, but it just makes life easier. It keeps him healthier. And they can get through the regular season, get to the playoffs, and then pull out of the bag whatever they need. And so I think someone like Malachi Corley, where we thought we were getting that from Sky Moore, second round pick, and he's turned into a relative bust. Rashee Rice actually turned into that with a second round pick. So I'm wondering, are they gonna really view the late first round and what's available at wide receiver all that different from what is available in the late second round? So, you know, second round could be a running back spot, but I also think we really need to keep in mind, what if it's a yards after catch centric player like Malachi Corley? I think between Rice and Corley, and then you have a little more of those deep in cuts and vertical shots with Marquise Brown, that's a really nice offense and a nice basketball team. We always talk about how you have to blend all these profiles together. So keep in mind someone like Malachi Corley, and especially keep in mind that it may not be in round one. It might be in round two or three as they continue to build out these playmakers without using elite pedigree. So I think that's one of the key themes here for the Kansas City Chiefs.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed. From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
And again, in terms of fit, you know, they already have Justin Watson is a big play guy. It seems like every game last year, he was making a 20-plus yard reception. Marquise Brown has been that in his career. Kadarius Toney, Rashee Rice after the catch, and they're just hoping to get something out of Sky Moore before his rookie contract is over at this point. At tight end, I think what, and here's the other part. Now, they're not in the Brock Bowers business. So that would require a pretty significant trade up. But I do think what we have seen over the past couple of years is Noah Gray is not going to be the heir apparent to Travis Kelce. He's almost done with his rookie contract. Gray is, so that's one deterrent. But the other deterrent is that, you know, that he has not been a very good per route player. So and he was mid day three. So he took a shot. He's been a functional number two. Job well done. You got some usage and utility out of that. But I would say if they find the right guy, one guy that on day three, I really want to see where they go, and someone like with Andy Reid or the 49ers or someone like that, is Jaheim Bell, a player that can be a little running back. Maybe he's your running back three. Maybe he's also a guy that, again, can put his hand down, play traditional tight end. He's also someone that can split out, whether it's a secondary tight end or it's almost like a hybrid wide receiver type. And I think Jaheim Bell has a lot of that flexibility on all fronts of what he could be to an offense. And I wouldn't be surprised if he goes round three, but I also think round four, round five is the sweet spot for someone like Jaheim Bell or Johnny Wilson, who is also a guy that, again, 230 plus pounds, someone that can make some of those trust throws for Patrick Mahomes. And again, just a very interesting prospect in this year's class. So I look for interesting teams, interesting offenses, and obviously interesting play callers and design-oriented structures for offenses to take a look at guys like Jaheim Bell or Johnny Wilson. Carolina Panthers, last team up in this installment, looking at the 2024 NFL draft. And all you can say about the Carolina offense was this is a factory reset from 2023. And it's all about making Bryce Young functional, comfortable, and way more productive than he was last season. Now, he was dealing with Thielen and basically remnants, pieces of what could be wide receiver threes and fours and fives and, you know, no tight end essentially last year in terms of a massive presence. So they've already started this. They've gotten interior offensive line help. Check for a smaller and shorter quarterback. They brought in Deontay Johnson, a target hog, one that makes life easy. Yards after catch opportunities. Savvy and can win within 15 yards of the line of scrimmage. Win quick. And you say that they also are in a position, a prime position there early in the second round. They gave away 101 in the trade to get Bryce Young, but they have a lot of outs to end up getting this right in the wide receiver zone there, late first and early second round. Adam Thielen can still contribute. Jonathan Mingo, they got almost nothing from. But and the QB2, you know, Andy Dalton, they have that relatively solved and one of the best of the NFL entirely. So some of the things we're looking at here, obviously just playmaker. They shouldn't really discern if they think the best playmaker. I always say that there's a big gap after Brock Bowers, but anywhere in the tight end two through five camp, if that ends up being in round three, round four, upgrading on Tommy Trimble and Ian Thomas, it seems like they've collectively been on the team for a decade and they haven't provided much of anything. They had Stephon Sullivan playing a ton last year. And again, I think wide receiver, Deontay Johnson's on a one-year deal. I think Adam Thielen at his point at 34 years old, I believe, you got to keep him on a one-year trajectory at this point in time. Jonathan Mingo, Terrace Marshall from round two pedigree, they've shown almost nothing so far. So I think wide receiver, while it seems heavily improved, you got to still attack it. And I think that's likely best case scenario, best player and position available at 33 overall. Is that someone like Ladd McConkey? But he might be redundant with Deontay Johnson, Adam Thielen to some degree right now, but it may be the perfect blend over to a guy that can be higher volume, easy on the eyes, really good with his routes there, and be a quick open guy when you look at 2025. So that's a possibility. I do think they need to, especially like Mingo was more boom bust. I think you got to be careful if they were to fall entranced with someone like Xavier Leggett in the round two pedigree range. Terrace Marshall, again, is a quizzical, when you look at the metrics, he is a quizzical bust in terms of someone that really had a good profile. And he showed a sign or two as a young player with the Panthers. But now, obviously, they're replacing him. They spent round two pedigree the following year on Mingo. They brought in Deontay Johnson. Now they're probably going to bring in another day two wide receiver of note. So there's a lot of reasons for pessimism and completely giving up on Terrace Marshall at this point in time. And again, tight end is one that, whether it's Jatavion Sanders, whether it's someone like Theo Johnson, but again, they need an upgrade. They need to get someone in the pipeline that they think can be a top 12 tight end in the NFL. whoever that is, because it's been a vacant, homeless position that they have really gotten no production out of at this point in time. So life is going to be better for the Carolina Panthers in 2024. But the question is how much better? They actually came out as a team doing the 2024 macro passing game projections, 28th overall, looking at wide receiver 1, 2, and tight end, 25th for wide receiver 1, 26th for wide receiver 2, and 32nd for a tight end when you look at within the position. And that's considering a non-elite tight quarterback. Again, I didn't say a bad quarterback. I just said non-elite as one of the qualifiers, and then a lackluster tight end position. And it still did not bump up wide receiver and wide receiver 2 all that much. So again, for Deontay Johnson, you're probably looking at a floor play, a guy that could be top 12, but someone that you're more banking on being a top 36 wide receiver, more so than saying, I love my chances for big ceiling of top 5, top 10 here. I think it exists on a volume basis, but just know historically speaking, this is not a strong bet. And Adam Thielen, when we saw what he was last year, especially at his peak early in the season, I think we're going to see a huge decline with Deontay Johnson added, plus probably a wide receiver that contributes more than Jonathan Mingo did a year ago when he was forced into the lineup and already a boom-bust profile. That's going to do it here on this edition, previewing the NFL draft and all 32 NFL teams. I'm Chad Parsons. Reminder, a lot of premium shows, especially this week, Christian McCaffrey, TJ Hawkinson, State of the Unions for their dynasty profile. And if you're a premium podcast and GM Plus subscriber, you're definitely not going to want to miss all of the individual 3-minute, 5-minute, even 10-minute shows that are going to profile all of the skill position players drafted in the first three rounds, Thursday night, Friday night of this exciting State of the Union and changing landscape of Dynasty and for these NFL teams. All that's going to be available almost like audiobook chapters here in your UTH premium feed later this week. I'm Chad Parsons. Until next time, never settle, refuse to be average, and keep building those dynasties.
From muddy jungle paths to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder is ready to take you to some of the most phenomenal destinations on Earth. In a Pathfinder, it's more than just the arrival. The real excitement comes from the ride to get there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent 4-wheel drive is built for some of the most epic journeys. So chase bigger, better, more exciting adventures in the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder. Intelligent 4-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.